Okay, Chevra. This week's parasha is Achrei Mos Kedoshim. There are a lot of mitzvahs. There's a lot to speak about in Achrei Mos Kedoshim. I decided to speak about something that does connect, as we'll see towards the end of the Chabura tonight. It connects to the Yontav Shavuos that's coming up, which is one of the reasons why I chose this topic. It's also a topic that I consider to be very important. The Torah speaks about how Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, "Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do the actions, K'masa Yitzim Tzemesh HaYishavna Balosa Asu, don't do the actions of the land of Mitzrayim, U'chmasa Yitzim Kenanash Ani Mebi Yitzim Shom Balosa Asu, U'bichu Koseihem Lo Seilechu." And the Torah says, don't follow the actions of the Mitzrim, don't follow the actions of the Kenanim, ubechukoseihem lo seilecho, and don't go in their laws. Now, this concept of ubechukoseihem lo seilecho is huge. Right? Don't follow the ways of the Goyim. And Reb Usher Weiss, in his shiur on ubechukoseihem lo seilecho, in this week's parasha, Reb Usher points out that there seems to be three points of dispute between the Rambam and the Yerayim about how to understand ubechukoseihem lo seilecho, how to understand, first of all, in context, is there an issur to follow the activities of Americans? Don't follow Canaan and Mitzrayim, no? So if you want to imitate an American, right? Not so bad, correct? L'cha'ora, that's what should emerge. Now, a further question that we could talk about is, what's considered b'chukoseihem, their laws? Does their laws mean only the items that they, the things that they do for religious purposes, or even things that they do for non-religious purposes? Stamazoi, they do something. Is that Asar Alts B'chukoseihem? No?
Thanksgiving.
Well, we'll talk about Thanksgiving, perhaps, yes. That's, although I should point out, before we begin, that B'chukoseihem Lo Seilecho means don't go in the ways of the idolaters, right, of the Avodah Zarah L'cha'ora, or don't go in the ways of maybe only the Mitzrim and the Kananim. That's a we'll focus on in a minute, but when I once spoke years ago to Rabbi Bleich about Thanksgiving, so Rabbi Bleich says, I never understood the question, because the Puritans were Unitarian Christians, no? That means that they were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah.
They didn't believe in the Trinity.
They didn't believe in the Trinity. Unitarian Christians are monotheists, technically, no?
So what makes them Christian?
They believe that the one God is Yashka.
There's no father, there's only a son.
I think it's all one. Instead of, again, I'm not an expert in Christian theology, but instead of a triune God, I believe they believe, my understanding is that they believe in a single God force. Uh-huh. Whatever it is, and Zosain. But Rabbi Bleich's comment to me was, why would Thanksgiving be usher if it wasn't instituted by Ovdei Avodah Zarah? If the Puritans were Unitarians, so that's already a totally different take. Right? It's not the standard Torah on Thanksgiving, but we'll talk about that as we go on. So the Rambam, we'll start from the Rambam, even though I have him second on the sheet. The Rambam has a very interesting approach. Zok the Rambam, Ein hochem b'chukos ha'akum, v'lo medamin lahen, lo b'mal v'shol b'seyo ki yosi behen, shenema v'lo seyochu b'chukos ha'goyim. The Rambam says, don't follow the laws, the paths of the Goyim. Don't imitate them the way you dress with your hair. It says, Oseicha b'chukos ha'goyim, v'nema b'chukosim lo seilechu, v'nema yishom alocha pentanaki shachareihem. Hako b'nyanechad, humaz yershalo yidam elohen, elo yiyeh Yisrael muvdal mehen, v'yadu b'mal busho, u'b'sh'ar ma'asov, kemoshehu muvdal mehen, b'mada'o b'day osov. Zok the Rambam, what ubechukoseihem lo seilecho means is that Jews should be different than Goyim.
In appearance.
Right? In appearance, in everything. Just like we think about things differently, it's amazing. For the Rambam, that's pashut. Just like we think about things differently, so also we should dress differently, no? I think in our world, We have turned the tables. We have Jews that it's pashut that you should dress differently, but their entire mode of thought is completely Western, completely non-Jewish, no?
Who are these Jews?
Most people.
I mean, Orthodox?
Modern Orthodox people, even the Satmar, even Satmar on a certain level. It's a Dover Pasha that you have to wear the white socks, but I think when you scratch beneath the surface, there are certain modes of thought which everyone agrees with, because of course, I'm an American, I'm a Western person. For the Rambam, it's a Dover Pasha that we should think about things differently than the non-Jews, and we should also be different in the way we dress, etc.
But that's ironic, because he was an Aristotelian.
Right?
So, and he's accused by others of being...
Even so, the Rambam had firm lines. He says, Jews have to be different than Goyim, no? Don't wear Goyish clothing, don't have your hair like Goyim, don't shave the sides of your head, right? The basic idea for the Rambam is you shouldn't build buildings like the Goyim build. The basic idea for the Rambam is Jews should be different than Goyim. It's a mitzvah asay to be different, right? Again, the Torah says, lo seilchu, right, b'chukos ha-goy, but the Rambam understands it to mean be different. Good? And for the Rambam, the mitzvah is to be different from all Ovdei Kochavim. Rambam never mentions Mitzrim and Kananim. No? Isn't that interesting? The Rambam leaves it out. And L'cha'ira, a third point that we'll mention, is like this. Is Lo Seilchu B'chukos Hagoy, is it an ongoing halacha, or is it a halacha that's fixed in time? Meaning, the Egyptians, the Canaanim, they did actions X, Y, and Z. Americans do actions R, Q, and M. Am I only usher to do the actions that used to be done? Or do I assume that the isser of Lo Seilchu B'chukos HaGoy is that I look at whatever Goyim are doing, and I should be different. It's like your Rebbe in Yeshiva tells you, that's very easy to say a shir. No? You just say, you read somebody, and you say, fakeret. Right? You just say, and that, for the Rambam, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be different than Goyim. And you know what? Goyim is an ongoing process. So whatever the Goyim in your world do, be different.
You mentioned the stuff of the Hasidim, but I've heard, I mean, obviously they're clearly different in appearance, but the reason that's so...
It's because they are doing a Polish nobility, Enochanami, which is really fascinating in its own right. Right? But for the Rambam, there's a chiyuv to be different. This is sort of what we learned in elementary school, about that there are three things that B'nai Yisrael did to be Zolcha to leave Mitzrayim, Loshinu es, Shmam, Lashona, Malbusham. That, right? For the Rambam, that's the... We have to be different. And whatever they're doing, do something different. That's what the Rambam would say, no? Speak Yiddish, wear a kapota, be different. As I Beferish and Rambam, wear a kapota and speak Yiddish, right? No way, right? I'm just reading the words. As I understand Rambam. Reb Usher Weiss points out that the Yerayim disagrees on all three diyukim that we had in the Rambam. Let's read the Yerayim. Lo sasek maaseh b'chukosem lo seleichu v'yareis melokecha lo seleichu b'chukos ha-goy lo sasek kimaaseyem shelashiv ha-umos dechsib ve'viach ha-amori uksib basoy lo sasek maaseyem uksib pashas achrim os kimaaseh etz mitzrayim ashe yishavtem bo lo sasek kimaaseh etz kenanish and maybe eschem shomer lo sasek b'chukosem lo seleichu kama. The first comment of the Yerayim is that the din of Lo sasek maaseihem and b'chukosem lo seleichu is the Shiva Umos. The Yerayim says those nations, like it says in the Pasuk, and the Yerayim makes the point that whenever the Torah mentions this Isser, right, in Parashas Mishpatim, in Parashas Achrimos, right, the Torah says don't be like the Canaanim and the Mitzrim. Right? Afilu einam ovdos. Ela maseim v'chukosim shechurgulu la'asais l'shem Torah shalahem, hishira Torah aleihem. Now, what does this line mean? Even if they are not doing stuff as avodah zarah, but if they do it l'shem Torah shalahem, if they're doing it, I would say, for a religious purpose. It's not an act of worship per se, but it's a religious law. The law is that you wear a hat. The law, it's a religious law. That for the Urayim is included in the Chukosem Lo Seleichu, no? V'chachomim pirshu ma'amaisim v'chukim shehurgilu lasos ha'shem toivah shalahem in Shabbos perk v'amei isha yotza u'betosefte de Shabbos mona kom ha'shay sekabola b'yad chachomim shayu m'chukosehem ve'ein l'chosef alayhem ve'ein ha'misvara ki'im b'kabola. Zot the Urayim? That the Gemara in Shabbos lists the activities which are chukos akum, the ein lohosef aleihem, fixed number, right? This is mamish the opposite of the Rambam. No, the Rambam is saying it's an ongoing thing. The Rambam is saying don't imitate any guy, any nation around you. Yerayim is saying only those nations. And you know what their activities are? You might have forgotten what their activities are, because we haven't had Canaanites in the United States in a long time. And I'll tell you what their activities are. They go on Shabbos, list them, and that's what you shouldn't do. And all those activities are activities that they did for religious purposes. For the Rambam, this is not only for religious purposes. For the Rambam, there's like a obligation, be different. 3 points of dispute between the Rambam and the Yerayim. That's what Rav Asher Weiss has. Interesting, no?
Yeah.
Mamish, right? Very interesting. Okay, good.
One could also say, and I've seen this, I forget whose name it was, Rav Asher Volbi, that just as we apply chol to laws that have no rational basis, so it's those cooking that have no rational basis. But laws which have a rational basis.
So we're going to talk about that right now. There's going to be a Ramah and a Gra that we'll talk about that will take us back to Thanksgiving and Shavuos related topic. But you got to give me a few minutes to get there. But so far we have a Rambam and a Yerayim. Now, the source of B'chukoseihem lo seileichu in Shas is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Mishnah in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Beis. There are Arba Mises Bezdin, and the mitzvah of Neharogin is Hayumatizin es Rosho Besayif Kedesha Mochasosa. No? They would chop off the head with a sword. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't use a sword, Nivul Holo, that's disgusting. But rather you put the head on like a stump and you use a hatchet. Right, because only barbarians use swords. Us civilized individuals, we used hatchets. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay, ISIS uses swords.
Yeah,
mamish the para adam. It's unbelievable. Right. So the Mishnah has a machlokes. How do you do the mitzvah of hereg? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim, Af ani yodeya shemisa menuvelas hi. Right? Now there's a Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, hey Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying use a hatchet, that's even more disgusting. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I know that it's disgusting. Rabbi Yehuda says, I can't use a sword, because it says in the Torah, when apparently the Goyim kill with swords. V'rabbonon, kemdachsiv sayif bai raisa, lo minayhu kagaminon. The Rabbanan saying, no, we're not learning from what the Goyim do. The Torah says Sayif. And the Torah says it, so we're not learning out from them. Dilo Temahachi, Hadatanya Safan Amalachim Amdaki Amori, Hezbus Arfinon. It says that when the king dies, you burn his stuff. How do you burn the king's stuff? Isn't that a violation of B'chukosim L'Seleichu? Ela, Kim Dechsib, Sreifa Boraisa, Dechsib, Masreifa Savosecha, So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, or we can't do Sayif because the Goyim did it. The Chachamim say, no, even though the Goyim did it, we're not learning from the Goyim because Sayif is Ksiva by Raisa. And therefore, what? And therefore, we beat them, right? It comes from...
We preceded them.
We preceded them. It's sort of... you know, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Sefer Kuzari is responding to Muslim scholars who argued that the Arabic language is the most beautiful language in the world, and Haraya that the poetry in Arabic is the most beautiful poetry. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi argues that anyone who knows cognate verb forms understands that much of Arabic comes from Hebrew, and effectively whatever beauty they have is because they stole it from us. We had it first. No? It's the same type of idea.
Where does it say Saif in the Torah?
Where does it say Saif in the Torah? So it says Cherev in a few places. It doesn't say it as a Misa. They understand that the Torah says Saif. You're right. It doesn't say, the Torah never says exactly use Saif, but okay. Right? Fine. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The problem that Tosfos addresses is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a question, the same question, how do you burn the king's stuff when the king dies? And the Gemara answers, well, burning stuff is not chukah. In other words, it's not a religious act that the goyim are doing. The Gemara does not say, Gemara Avodah Zarah does not say, that it's permitted because kevon dechsev sreifa b'torah. The Gemara does not say that. So this leads Tosfos to the conclusion. Yeah, let's look at the Tosfos here in Sanhedrin on Amud Beis. Kevon dechsev sreifa tema mash mahacha afagav dechukahi. If it's written in the Torah, it's mutter. But in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asks, is sreifa chukah? I said, v'chukosein lo seleichu. And the Gemara answers, lav chukahi. That sreifa is not a religious act. So frek Tosfos Lakasha, which one is it? Is it mutter because it is a pasuk? Or is it mutter because lav chuka? V'yeshno, right? The hasam ka'amar lav chuka l'shem avodah zarah. Di ava chuka l'avodah zarah apilo heva kosa ba'orais alo heva mahani. Ava hacha ayri b'choka ovdei kochobim shalo l'shem avodah zarah. Dumi desayif dikem dechse ba'orais al minay gamina m'shari. Zot Tosfos that there's tzvei dinim in Chukos Akum. There's Chukos Akum that is a Avodah Zarah practice of the Goyim. And Avodah Zarah practices of Goyim are usher no matter what. Even if Ksiva Ba'oraisa, even if I have a Pasuk that says that we do this, it's still usher because it's an Avodah Zarah practice. But there's another type of Chukos Akum. The other type of Chukos Akum is a minhag of the Goyim that's not necessarily an Avodah Zarah practice. I don't know what it is. They do it. Why do they do it? Vesach Nisht. Right? I don't know exactly. So Tosfos says, you know what? The second category of Chukos Akum, the minhagim of the Goyim, that's not l'shem Avodah Zarah, there it's going to be mutter because it's written in the Torah. Written in the Torah will not help me if it's a chok la'avodah zarah. But written in the Torah will help me if it's a chok, like Tosfos says in other places, of hevel ushtus. If it's a mores, a silly practice, so why then if we have it in the Torah, then it's mutter. What?
If it's not for avodah zarah, why does that have to be written in it?
So if it's wrong, not for avodah zarah, so it's written in our Torah. The Goyim do something. Our Torah also says to do it. If the thing that the Goyim do is now a religious act of worship, then I'm not allowed to do it. In other words, the Gemara says elsewhere that matseva bimeha avos was permitted. Then I know Rabina Hirsch has a lot about this. Then later on, matseva became forbidden. Why? Because of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah started using Matzeh. Matzeh was like a single rock that they worship on, that they sacrifice on, right? A Mizbeach is many stones. Matzeh is a single stone. Matzeva was beloved by Meha Avais. But once the Goyim started doing it, it becomes Asur. Why? Because the Goyim started doing it as Avodah Zarah. Even though Ksiva Ba'iraisa, Shteit Vayatsev Yain Giv Matzeva. But Asur. Why? Because it's Asur. Because, right, it's a chok b'avodah zarah. Now, the difficulty with Tosfos is, and the stapler works very hard on this in an essay that he has in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The difficulty is, think about it. We have a pasuk, "Ubechu kol seim lo seilechu," and the Torah, when it says "Ubechu kol seim lo seilechu," the Torah means don't do goyisha stuff. Sigh if it's avodah zarah stuff. Sigh if it's minhagim. Don't do it. So how come sometimes it's permitted because ksiva by rags, and sometimes it's not permitted? Mamanafshach. If writing it in the Torah is a heter, right, that means that we're doing it because God said so. It should be matir everything. And if it's not a heter, it shouldn't be matter anything. How come, right? And they're all the same, right? It's the same issue of chukas goyim, chukas akum. So how can it be that there are two different categories? That's the kasha that everybody asks on this tesis.
The chacham have a right to decide.
So it could be the chacham have a right to decide. The Beis Yosef writes it like that in Kufayin Ches, in the Simen of Chukasei Moselechu, which is Mesora HaKosov LaChachomim. But that category itself is a little hard to understand. We have it by Malachas Chol HaMoed, we have it in a number of places, but still a little hard to understand. So one of the answers, the stapler works hard, he assumes that maybe that there is two separate psukim in the Torah. One is the Torah says, Roseichu bechukos hagoy, another time the Torah says, bechukosem roseilechu, maybe it's two different isurim, it's already razzle-dazzle, fancy lomdus. But the more glatt answer is a mi'iri. A mi'iri. Mi'iri writes, Afal pi she'ikar minias halicha bechukos hagoy, Ov de alilam, ina ela le inyan shar she avodah zarah, shelo yisdame lahem, b'malbushem ham yuchadim lahem, u'betisporah sairam, b'shad varim ham yuchadim lekom rehem, u'bebinyan hechalos kisha lahem, ad she yichashev haroa aleihem shum yishalahem. Even though the ikar iser is not to follow the avodah zarah practices, meaning the practices of their priests, and the practice is to build buildings like their churches, etc. Av al pikein hadavar mispashit midivri sofrim b'harbe dvarim she'ena miminze kidei sheyisrachaku mehem u'me'eli lehem. Zok the mi'iri, if I'm reading it correctly, the mi'iri is saying azoi, the iser da'iraisa u'b'chukosem o'se'leichu means don't do avodah zarah practices. But the Dover is mispashet mi divrei sofrim. There's a rabbinic extension of the law not to do any practice of the goyim. Right? Now, going back to Urayim versus Rambam, right? So it's like the Rambam, but not like the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the entire kit and caboodle is do'iraisa. No? The Me'iri is saying that the dinim of Bechuko Sehem with respect to Avodah Zarah thing, that's Deiraisa. But his Lashon, Hadava Mispashet Midibrei Sofrim, meaning there's a rabbinic extension to any minhag. No? Rabbinic extension that we should be different from them. Like the Rambam, but the Me'iri is saying that that's Midrabonon. Now, Imkenim Hadavarim. So then I could understand why Tysus is making the split. Were Tysus to hold like the Me'iri, it's Pasha. There's an Isser Dairais of Chukai Sam Leisei Lechu. That means Avodah Zarah activities. The Chachamim extended Chukai Sam Leisei Lechu to any activity that the Goyim do. In the rabbinic extension of Chukai Sam to any, so then we'll say, you know what? If we have a Pasuk, so then it's permitted. But on the Isser D'Oraisa of Mechukos Sehem Lo'Seilechu, if they're at like a Matseva, then the Pasuk won't help. I think that could be a Hesber for Tosis. So far, so good? But I'd like to add a Knech in Lomdis, because some of us like Lomdis. So add a Knech, which I think makes it more Gishmak. You know, we rabbis don't like speaking about this, but there's a limit to rabbinic authority. Rabbis can't do whatever they want. Yecholim chachamim lakar dovar min hatayra b'sheval tasa, not b'kamesei. Right? But in the context of that Gemara, in Yevamis, Peites, Tzadi, the Gemara, Sanhedrin Memvav, The Gemara over there says, "Velo la'avar al divrei Torah." Right? "Velo la'avar al divrei Torah." So the rabbis can do stuff against the Torah, b'sheva taisa for rosho, whatever it is. "Lo la'avar al divrei Torah." What does that mean? So the Taz, in three places, the Taz says a tremendous chiddush. No. I give you just one of the Tazes. This is the Taz in Choshen Mishpat Simen Beis. It's also in Yerideya Kuf Yud Zayin. And in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Norachayim Tov Kuf Pehei. Three places where this Taz appears. Zokta Taz. Kasha, Mehecha Tesa Shiyavra on Divrei Torah. What does it mean that the rabbis can't be over on Divrei Torah? Right? What's the Hava mean of? Venerally, the Av Sheish Koach HaChon Le'esar Hamutar midivrei Torah. Even though the rabbis can answer something that's permitted midivrei Torah, haynu davka b'davar she'eino mefurash lo le'iser v'lo le'heter. The ozu mutar memela. B'zeh yeish l'chachomim l'hachmir. Ma'ashe'en keim b'davar ha'mefurash b'posik le'heter k'gon heter hanomen achilav b'mefurash b'kra. B'zeh en kor chachomim l'esar. Al'kein omar v'lo lavar divrei Torah. Zok the Taz. Lo la'avar al divrei Torah means that the rabbis cannot answer something when the Torah says beferish it's mutter. When the Torah says beferish, you're allowed to do it, so then the rabbis have no koach to answer. The Taz uses this for example. You know, we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Yet bris milah, we do when there's Mila on Shabbos. Shouldn't there be a concern that you might carry? The same concern by Shofar shouldn't exist by Mila. So Taz answers, well, we can't answer Mila on Shabbos because the Torah writes, B'yom ha'shmini yimo b'sar al-aso, and we dash in B'yom ha'filo b'Shabbos. So it's ki'il, there's a beferish apasuk, do Mila on Shabbos, and the rabbis can't answer something that's a beferish apasuk. It doesn't say beferish, but the Taz is understanding that the drasha of Chazal's ki'ilu is written in. Right? That's what he's saying. The Torah says the chaylev is ye'osel chomalacha. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. I can like sell chaylev, no? So even though there's an isha schoira b'macholos asuros, I'm not allowed to do business as my profession by selling treif meat, but chaylev I'm allowed to. Why? Beferish in the Torah. And the rabbis can't answer something that's beferish in the Torah. So limit our rabbinic authority. You know, rabbis could say, don't do something that's mutter, right? They can make an isser, but you can't make an isser on something that's beferish in the pasuk lahatir. You can't have a rabbinic isser on something that's beferish in the pasuk lahatir.
What
rabbinic geshem is a very good kasha. Rabbinic geshem is a very, very good kasha. Reb David Cohen has a whole sefer Hataz Hayadua. This is the Taz Hayadua. He has a whole sefer. You know, these I was thinking about maybe talking about the Shavuos night this year. I have many kashas. Reb Gershom is a kasha. Chumrid Reb Zeir is a kasha. No, but notice how Hechmil Atzman, Afi Rosa Tibas Dam Kacharado Yeshas Rav Zayin Nekiyin. What do you mean? The Torah says it's Nida Nizava. Two different things. How can they treat everybody like a zava? Don't make sense. How can they do
that? They say that the Nushim themselves were machmir on themselves.
But how are they allowed to do it? So you're saying it's not rabbinic.
It's
but the rabbis endorsed it. Right? Al-Kopanim. Now it's a halacha psuka. The Gemara says, Eino dun lesbalo mitoch halacha psuka is b'nei sisa nechmi al-atzman. So this is the Taz HaYadua. Hanir alaf yaniyas daiti. This Taz HaYadua might be the basis of the Me'iri. When you think about it, there's an Issa Rabbanon of B'chukosei Moisei Leichu, meaning, don't do Goyisha Minhagim. Right? Don't do it. The rabbi said, it's mutter, me'ikar haden, midoi raisa it's mutter. The rabbi said, don't do it. But the rabbis can say, don't do it, when they have a pasuk lahatir. In other words, right, when it says kevan deksiva bo'iraisa la mina kagaminon, it's not the pshat that we were first.
You can't answer
that. But the pshat is they can't answer it. They have no koach le'esar because ksiva bo'iraisa. Kach ner lefi nistaiti, as the pshat nemi'iri. Okay? This Me'iri might also be useful to answer Akasha of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zechrono Livracha. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Bava Kamma. The Gemara tells us that there are certain people who are Mekuravei L'Malchus, and therefore they permitted them to be Misaper Kumi, to have like special types of haircuts, because they're hanging around with the Roman senators, who are apparently even more chashuv than senators that we know, right? And they would have special haircuts to fit in. When in Rome, you do as the Romans, and that's why there is a heter for Mekuravim L'Malchus to be Misaper Kumi. Now, So this was the whole literature about, etc. There's a huge literature about this with the inauguration, correct? What's the heter? It's an Isidoi Raisa. There's Malchus. Imkain echi tira b'kruvim l'malchus. V'kva hikshikain b'kesef mishnah. Frek Rebbe Chanan, how can you have a goyisha haircut? Right? An isa d'oraisa. B'chuko sehem lo selechu. So just because you're m'kruvim l'malchus, right, you're going to ichveit. M'kruvim l'malchus doesn't mean that it's a mamash of b'kuach nefesh situation. B'kuach nefesh is doch everything. M'kruvim l'malchus means that you're trying to build a relationship with the powers that be, and therefore you're trying to fit in, and we give you certain leniencies to enable you to build that relationship. It's not an acute pekuach nefesh situation, no?
Right.
So, Frank Rebachon, what's the heter? If there's an Isidar Esa of the Chukasim L'Selechu to take these Tevi Goyisha haircuts, how are you allowed to do it? How are you allowed to do it? So I'll tell you the answer. The answer might be the Me'iri, that there's no Isidai Raisa to get a Goyisha haircut. There's an Isidai Raisa to do activities that the Goyim do for Avodah Zarah. But activities that Goyim do Stamazoi. Why do the Goyim have haircuts? Remember Ralph Cramden from the Honeymooners? He was like part of the Water Buffalo Lodge. Ooh! Right? That's like Misaper Kumi. You know what I'm talking about. Right? That's Misaper Kumi. Right? Well, what's the heter to get one of those haircuts? I'll tell you the heter. The heter is the Me'iri. That's an Isser D'Rabbonon. It's not an Isser D'Raisa. If the Me'iri is correct, I think that could be the heter. Now, there's a ton more to say on this din of B'chuk Hosem Lo Selechu. You raised the issue before, is B'chuk Hosem Lo Selechu only if something is a chok? Chok in the sense that Rashi writes Al HaTorah, something that the Umos HaOlam manos, and they say, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. What's the reason? Paraduma is a chok. It's a chok. So the Ramah basically agrees with you, no? The Ramah writes, I underlined the Ramah here in Yeridea Kufayin Ches, because I ain't also ela b'tovah shenahagu ba'ov de kochavim l'shem pritzos, kigon shenahagu lo b'osh ma'bushim adumim. Malbush, Sarim, Kadom, Lazemi, Mabushi, Apritus. Oh, Bedarshana Hagulach, Minhagulachok, the Ain Tam Bedover. Dikula Mechash, Bemisham Daki Emerge, Yish, Shemets of the Zarma Abosem, Abodavar, Shanahagulato, Elas, Kigong Shedak, and Shakomi Shirofe, Mumcha, Yish, Malbush, and Yuchad, Shinikova Shirofe, Uman, Mutulo Show. Says the Ramah, Chukosem Oselechu is only stuff that they are noyig either for Pritus or for Avaydisara. Or if it's a stupid thing that they do, we assume it is has a shemetz of avodah zarah. But if they do something for a good reason, it's permitted. And therefore, says the Ramah, doctors are allowed to wear special doctor gowns, even though you have to remember, doctors, universities in Europe all were church based. No, so there's some connection to Avodah Zarah with this silly minhag that doctors wear a separate outfit. But says Ramah, you know, it's not really a silly minhag, because wearing a special outfit as a doctor shows that you're a Rofei Uman. It shows that you have a certain chashivos, that there's something about you. And that's why it's mutter. The Ramah basically says that the Isser is only a chok in the sense that there's no reason. But any activity that has a reason is not usher al tzchukei akum. As I state in Ramah. Vilna Gaon, Elijah Kramer, right? Yeah, Vilna. He disagrees with the Ramah. The Gaon basically writes, let me try to find you a few good lines here in the Gra. Divrei Maharik, first line. Divrei Maharik ain't on Nirin. The Maharik is who the Ramah is quoting. The Gaon says that the Maharik don't make sense. Why? Because of the Sanhedrin, Tanya Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Baha Sayif Taima Ika. Those are the keywords in the Gra. Baha Sayif Taima Ika. You see, the Ramah says that anything that the Goyim do for a good reason is not going to be also al tzchukei akum. Says the Gra, swords have a good reason why people use them to kill. You know why? They do a good job. A sword gives a nice, clean, it's mamish, like a razor, a clean cut, boom, chick, chack, right? Does a good job. There's a timer. And afilu hachi, the Gemara assumes it should be usar, al tzchukei akum. So therefore, says the Gaon, the Ramah is wrong. And the iser of darkei ha'emori, or chukei akum, applies even when there is a good reason. So far, so good? Now this brings us to the minig on Shavuos. In many communities, go to Breuer's on Shavuos. They're going to have trees. It almost looks like a forest, right? They have trees in the middle of the shul, and they put out a video about how they decorate. It's mamish beautiful, by the way. Right? It's mamish beautiful. And the Ramah writes in Hilchos Shavuos. Right, the Ramah writes, "No hagin the shtoach hasavim b'shulis beis hakneset abatim zechulis simchas matan Torah." You should put grasses in shul. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Gra got rid of the minhag because it's kol ka'akum. The Gaon got rid of the minhag of putting trees in shul on Shavuos. Why? Because the Gaon do it, and therefore it's kol ka'akum. Now, what's this issue, Ramah and Gaon? So there are some who contend that the Ramah and the Gaon are not disagreeing. That maybe the Ramah is only saying that you should put grass in the shul, and the Gaon was opposed to putting trees, because trees are chukas akum.
And not grass.
Maybe grass is zechel matan Torah, because Har Sinai was all full of grass, etc. The trees maybe wasn't. That's one approach. But most Achrayim assume, you look in, I just wrote something about this, I'll come on the Wayu to go for Shavuos, but most Achrayim, you look in the Aruch HaShulchan and others, they assume that the Gra was opposed to grass and trees and everything. So we'll talk about what trees it means. Pashtus is Xmas tree. What? Goyim, I don't think they bring in grass, but they certainly have trees.
Just for Xmas time.
What? Xmas time. Okay. Well, we're talking
in
about
the church.
We're talking about. I haven't. I've never been in the church. I don't know. But some contend that there's no machlokas Ramah and Gra for that reason. Others contend that there's no machlokas Ramah and Gra for historical reasons. If the Gra's opposed because of the Xmas trees, so you see, Xmas trees are not an original Catholic practice. The Xmas tree was put into usage by Martin Luther, Shem Risham Yerkov, who was not happy with the traditional nativity scenes that Catholics had around that time of year, and he needed something else to symbolize, like it's the Chayantiv, so he needed something else to symbolize, so he came up with the tree. The tree is a replacement for the nativity scenes. Now, if Martin Luther, who died in 1546 in Germany, is the inventor of the tree as a symbol, so we could say like this, the Ramah, who died in 1572 in Poland, Ken Zayin, that the Ramah had no idea what an Xmas tree was. The Gra, who died in 1797 in Lita, right, now 1797 is 250 years after Luther, he already knew what Xmas trees were. So the Gaon says it's usher, it's chukas akum. The Gaon are doing this. The Ramah says, well, Luther, who's Luther? I don't know anything, right? Especially, Poland's a Catholic country. The Ramah probably had no idea Right? So it could be that that's the issue. The problem with this approach, and this is something that Dashiell Ferguson pointed out to me. You guys know Dashiell? Dashiell is like the Chashuvim in the Kehillah. So look at the Chaya Adam, the way he quotes the Gaon. Right? Hagra bito minhag min hamid ilanos ba'atzeres. The Gaon got rid of the minhag to put trees up on Shavuos. Mishum sha'achshav hu chok ha'amim lahamid ilanos b'chag shalahen. Shekorim zalonya shventa ufinshtin. The Chaya Adam gives us the names of the holidays when the Goyim put up trees. The holiday is called Finchtin. What's Finchtin? So it means 50 days. Pentecost. There's a Catholic holiday for Pentecost, where the practice in Lithuania was that they take lots of trees and they decorate their homes and their churches. And the Goyim said, oh my gosh, it's not about December 25th. It's not about Xmas. It's about Pentecost. And the Goyim says, don't put up trees, because this is the minhag of the Goyim on Finchtin. And Zalanya Shventa, by the way, if you can look it up, is the Polish term for Pentecost. Everyone knows that. So, the Chaya, by the way, in the newer editions of Chaya Adam, they took out the foreign word translations, and therefore some of the later Sfarim say that the Chaya Adam was quoting the Goyim as being opposed because of Xmas. But if you look in the original source in the Chaya Adam with the foreign languages, this is why you can't be Magia Sefer. Right? The first, until 1960, I believe, every edition of Chaya Adam had Zalanya Shventa. In 1960, someone put out an edition of the Chaya Adam, and he didn't know what this stuff was. So it says, Kigoin, Zion, apostrophe Shin, and Fe. And then no one knew what the heck that meant, so they just took the whole thing out. In Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. The Chaya Adam, by the way, is a Mechutin of the Goin. Zalanya Shventa and Finchtin. Beferish. Huh? You see it? You have it?
Yeah.
The Chachma, the source on top of the Chachma is on the Chaya Adam.
Oh, okay, I see. It wasn't bold. That's what it
is. It wasn't bold. I'm sorry. Yeah. Zalanya Shventa and Finchtin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Beferish. So now, if the Goin is talking about Pentecost, and so how come the Rama was not opposed to the practice and the Goyin is? I'll tell you why. It's Lashitasam. The Rama says that any minig that the Goyim do for a good reason, we're allowed to do. Like wearing the white coats. The Goyin holds na. Just because there's a good reason, it's still usher. Like the sword. There's a good reason why Goyim use swords. It's still usher. Right? So the Machlokes Ramah and Gra is all about divorce, Alpi Halacha, and therefore they're all Mamzerim. We can't marry them. There is still a group of them, Samaritans. They do some interesting things. But we assume the Halacha that we're not allowed to marry them, no?
But doesn't this prove that a Gear doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Because the question is about their motive and not about their practice.
Okay, so I saw one of the Sfarim I was reading today said that the Rinas Yitzchak, it's written by the Telzer Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood, because, whatever, you know, Cleveland fell apart, whatever it is. I didn't mean, whatever. Yeah. But the Telzer Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood, Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotkin, he basically argues that we have a concept in Halacha of a Ger Katan. A Ger Katan is a baby who we convert. And the Gemara says, Ger Katan makbila nosa das bezdin. You do a miwa and a tevila. And the Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs happens later on. No? Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, according to at least half of the Mishainim, happens later on at the Bar Mitzvah, at the Bas Mitzvah, we say, you know, you want to accept Judaism. Again, Tosis seems to assume that at the Bar Mitzvah you have a right to opt out. You don't have to opt in. But others assume that what this really means is that Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs is a requirement to be Jewish, But it doesn't have to happen at the time of the ritual act of the Mila and the Tevila. If that's the case, so then we could say that with the Shomronim also, they became fully Jewish. They did their actions. At some point, they became sincere. Chick-chack, Judaism takes effect. Hi, Frida.
The thing is, the Bar Bas Mitzvah, how much free choice does that kid really have?
That's a good question.
Invitations have been sent out.
Even don't have many invitations. You say 11 or 12, you know, girl, boy. Well, do you really want to go through this? How much choice does this kid really have?
Again, it's rare that the kid will back out, but obviously.
Yeah, it's his family, it's his.
But at the same time, as a matter of halacha, we do believe that a boy who's 13, a girl who's 12, is an adult, and they do have... Right, it's hard to... Believe me, I know 12-year-olds. I live with one of them. That's what I'll say.
You've lived with several.
What?
You've lived with a few by
now. I live with a few by now. That's also true. But right now, I happen to have a 12-year-old in my apartment. It's a good point. But as a matter of halacha, we assume that they certainly have enough knowledge to back out. Now, what's going to happen in terms of the family structure, etc., that's, it's not a question to take lightly.
No.
Orly, you had a question?
So, I'm a little confused if the Shomronim in general, didn't they become a Stukim, Maisusim, stronghold? Or was that another...
The Stukim are a second temple, Bayis Sheni phenomenon of people who presumably were full-fledged Jews, and